They're all in line. And they're off.
Spendthrift Farm presents Calling All Three-Year-Olds with Bobby Newman.
Gulfstream Park held their signature race last weekend, the Grade 1 Florida Derby. An overflow field of 13 was drawn, with 9 horses sent to the post after some early scratches. Barkley Tag's Tis the Law was last seen dominating foes in the Holy Bull Stakes, and off that effort was bet down to the 7-5 choice. But his task didn't figure to be easy, with Fountain of Youth champ Etayon Dion and the talented but quirky Independence Hall in the gate too. Etayon Dion broke well and battled long shot Chivalry for the early lead, while jockey Manny Franco guided Tis the Law into perfect stalking position. On the far turn, the favorite was given his cue and engaged the dueling leaders, taking the lead near the quarter pole and drawing away to win by a convincing 4 lengths. Chivalry showed a lot of grit and finished second, while Etayon Dion settled for third. Independence Hall had a little traffic trouble early in the race, but got himself into contending position before coming up empty in the final quarter mile. Final time for the mile and an eighth was 1:50 flat. Tis the Law earned 100 Derby points with the win, and Etayon Dion now has 74. Both of them should be guaranteed spots in the Kentucky Derby, which has been rescheduled to Saturday, September 5th. By the way, 3 of the past 4 Florida Derby winners have gone on to cross the wire first in the Run for the Roses, Maximum Security, Always Dreaming, and Nyquist. At Nakayama Racecourse in Japan, longshot Airshot led all the way to win the Fukuru Stakes. He earned 40 points toward a berth in the Derby starting gate. I'll be back with this week's top 5 list right after this word from Spendthrift.
Spendthrift Farm is at it again, now offering breeders our best incentives yet, including deep discounts on young stallions and proven stallions. And for the first time, 30 days paid boarding at the farm of your choice so that you can breed your mare to a stallion from the most diverse roster in North America without the burden of boarding costs. Serious deals on serious stallions, only at Spendthrift, the Breeders' Farm. Call today to learn more, 859-294-0030, or visit spendthriftfarm.com.
This week's top 5 list of Derby contenders looks like this. Numbers 1 and 2, Authentic and Honor AP, 1-2 finishers in the San Felipe. They were both supposed to run today in the Santa Anita Derby. Santa Anita trying to get the track reopened. Hopefully the Santa Anita Derby will be next week or the week after. Number 3, Tis the Law, just off the Florida Derby win, possible for the Arkansas Derby on May 2nd. Number 4 is Maxfield. We haven't seen him since last year, but he's nearing a return to the races, also possible at the Arkansas Derby. And number 5 is Bob Baffert's Charlatan, undefeated in 2 starts and looking for his next spot. That's your Calling All 3-Year-Olds segment presented by Spendthrift, the Breeders' Farm.